When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit ParkwoodBHS.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
Shop local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3. Putting a spotlight on homegrown Mississippi-based businesses, made in Mississippi products, and their impact on your community and the Magnolia State. Now, your hosts, Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner.
Welcome once again to the Shop Local Mississippi Show. This is our favorite day of the week. Today, we have a wonderful, wonderful guest, Laura Patterson, and she is owner of Accents Fine Furnishing and Interiors here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. But they service the whole state. They have an online store, all of the things. And Laura, we're right in the middle of the holidays.
Yes.
I was telling my husband the other day, I said, I feel like somebody picked us up in August and dropped us off right in the middle of November. So here we are going into Thanksgiving is Thursday, and then we immediately flip that page into Christmas, and some people go right to Christmas.
Yes.
And some people keep that Thanksgiving decor tradition.
Yeah, a lot of the big box stores go to Christmas in June.
Right, I think Hobby Lobby is putting out Valentine and 4th of July right now.
Already. Yes.
And just full disclosure, this week us turkeys are laying low, Melissa. So I got just to let you guys know.
So. Would that be a little hard for you to do, Kelly?
Lay low?
Would somebody have to help
There's
you
There's got
to
be a lot of brush. Yeah, a lot of brush and a lot of foliage.
Laura, tell us what's going on at Accents and a little bit about yourself and the store. I know you love to talk. You're a people person.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's run with it.
So this week especially is a huge week for us as for anybody in retail. It's Thanksgiving, of course, and it's Black Friday. We stick to the traditional Black Friday. We kick off a huge sale on Friday at 9 a.m. Whole store is on sale for 25% off. And our big kicker that brings everybody in is 50% off of everything Christmas merchandise for the one day only. We really believe in pushing local for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. We want to be able to compete with the big box stores and what our discounts are going to be. So we save, all year long for this one big push. Of course, Small Business Saturday is something that we absolutely love because that's what we are. Accents has been here for 18 years. Our sister store, Accents at Midtown, is she just turned 6 this year. She opened right before COVID. So that's been a crazy store to push in the in the Midtown area, across from USM, but that area is thriving. That store is doing wonderful. She'll have a big sale, Small Business Saturday too, 25% off her whole store. We'll be having a big push on Saturday. We want to, our main goal for this week is to keep everybody local. Once we close in store, because we want to see your face, we want people to see and touch everything that we have. We throw our Cyber Monday sale on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock when we close, and we run that all weekend. And then, of course, December 1st is Monday.
I love how we always have to give things a gender.
Yes.
Right. So the Midtown store is definitely female.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's a she.
Yes.
For sure. Absolutely.
You talked about all the different things going on, Laura, with the sales and so on. One of the things that all small business owners have had to deal with is online shopping,
yes,
which is only getting tougher and tougher to deal with. So how does that change marketing ploys as you go forward, knowing you still have that online stuff you have to battle?
Well, we, 5 years ago, like I said, when COVID happened, we had to really figure out how do we stay relevant if we have to be closed, if we have to change the direction that we go. And online presence is one of the things that we did. We took it from being strictly bridal registries and baby registries online to our entire store. So now our online presence really rivals. It's a third location. We know to stay competitive that we have to have everything online that you want. We have shipped to, we lack 6 states to having shipped to all 50 states. We've shipped to 3 different countries outside of the United States. So we curate our website just like we would our daily in-store routine.
So when you did that, did you consider yourself tech savvy?
Because oh no,
see, me either. Certainly not me.
She knows and uses a great local guy.
Yes,
and I know
I was
who that
gonna
is.
Say we have we I surround myself with a really good team that is strong in areas that I am weaker in, and tech is not. We use Kyle Caminita from Hub Tech Solutions. He runs our website, and then of course inside all of I have a team that runs the website day to day, that runs our social media. I take the ideas, hand it over to the ones who are more talented in that area than I am, that you know, photograph and do all of those kinds of things. But one goal for us with our online presence and our social media presence is that it is a reflection and just an extension of your in-store experience is what we hope for. We have people who travel from all over that found us online or found us on social media, and they're like, we just had to come here and see you in person. So my goal for that is always that when you come to see us, what you see is what you get. You don't walk in the store and go, this is not the same store that I saw online or on social media. You know, so online is a tough bird because we sell the same things that other people sell. We just have to figure out how to make our online look more appealing and be like, hey, I want to buy this candle online.
So let's go back to the genesis of accents.
Okay.
Anytime somebody's going to open a retail business, usually loved ones will go, have you lost your ever-loving mind? Right?
Well, actually, my husband was actually the main one who said, let's do this. Let's give this a try. If I can give you the quick backstory. I worked in the emergency room. I was an ER nurse for 10 years before I opened the store. It was right on the cusp of the computer generation charting online. That was going on 20 years ago. And I said, you know, I think I kind of want to do something a little bit different before we start a family and we do things. And you know, I always kind of wanted to do interiors, interior design, architecture, something like that growing up. I really never wanted to do medical until I got into high school and then started working in the ER in college. So my husband and I, we would sit on the back porch and we would just kind of do our thing and we would dream up and talk about opening a store. And so one day he said, let's do it. Let's pull the trigger. We are obviously in the Anderson Design Center. Alan Anderson is my father-in-law. So he was building this new space right at 19 years ago. And he said, bring me a business plan. Let's talk through this. Because I had no clue what I was doing. I just knew that I had a God-given passion. And so he said, you know, bring me a plan.
Well, what's interesting to me about that initial story is that you're an ER nurse, so it's not like, which most people would consider to be a nice wage, nice, decent, livable wage.
And I loved it.
Yeah, and lots of times when people come up with ideas to do something else, it's out of desperation.
Right.
I've got to do something to feed myself, right? But you were already in a successful profession, but this was just kind of nagging at you.
Yes, and I did keep my license active till about 4 years ago when I was like, okay, I think we're going to stay
here. We got the hang of this.
I think we got the hang of this. And so once we started, our roots are strictly in home decor. It was a need at the time that needed to be filled. You know, Anderson's did not sell home decor. They sold furniture, but they did not sell accent pieces, art, lamps, things like that much. So we were something that would complement where we were. Of course, that lasted a couple of years, and you know, things changed with the economy, and people weren't buying big, huge $500 pieces of art or lamps or things like that. So it was like, well, let's start selling some little bit of candles, let's sell a little bit of jewelry, things like that. My husband says that I said, I will never be one of those gift shops that wrap everything. I am a home decor destination. I disagree with him. I don't think I said that, but he says and swears by it that I did. And now we wrap 99.2% of anything that rolls out of our store gets wrapped.
And all of the women in town can spot an accent wrap or gift bag from a mile away. And y'all just, gosh, y'all hit that nail on the head.
I think we did, and I hope that we did, you know. As we've evolved, what we do has evolved. Obviously, we still sell home decor, but we are a gift shop with bridal registry, baby registry, gift registries, graduation registries. And, you know, so the focus never changed of bringing people joy and bringing beautification into their lives and their home. It just evolved into much larger scale.
And you're
of that.
Still the list of things that you provide in your store. Uh-huh. You're still servicing so many different needs.
Yes.
Around town and around the state and online, like the baby. It's mm-hmm. very hard to find baby. When we come back with Shop Local Mississippi, we have Laura Patterson,
yes.
Owner of Accents here in Hattiesburg. And we're so happy to have her today. Shop Local Mississippi, folks. ShopLocalMississippi.org. Send us an email if you'd like to be on the show. We'd love to have you to help promote your business. That is ShopLocalMS@Yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook at simply Shop Local Mississippi.
You're tuned in to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Still to come, Ann McCullum from the Edward Street Mission. We're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on there to help others through this holiday season. Ann McCullum still to come. But Laura Patterson continues to be our guest, the founder of Accents here in the Hattiesburg area with their female store.
We do have things for men.
No. There's plenty of things in there. I just get a kick out of how things are always genderized.
Gender specific.
So I wanted to ask you too, Laura, because when you go to purchase things to go into your store, you have a wide variety of things that you could select.
Yes.
Take us through your decision-making process as you say, yes, I like that. We're going to feature that. This isn't for my store. How do you do that?
Well, I go to market twice a year. That's where everything starts.
Now, you see, people say I go to market, but
where? Is this the Dallas?
Yes.
Market?
So mainly I go to Atlanta because we do, and I do go to Dallas. I'm going to both of them in January. We do sell such a wide variety of items for all ages, all giftable groups, home decor, things like that. We just dipped our toe a little bit in some fashion at our Midtown location. So that's been a little different, learning how to, I can dress your home all day long, but I'm not sure about quite how to dress, women. That's who we're focusing on there, that age group, which is me, of course. But when I go to market, it is Atlanta. I'll get kind of throw that out there. It is three buildings, 18 to 22 stories high. And I literally go in just about every single showroom because we do sell just about everything. I used to say we sell everything but clothing. And now I can't say that anymore.
Right.
But we do not have that at our Oak Grove location. But it's like going into a huge mall. You walk in to just say like Belker Dillard's and you walk through and you go, oh, I love this, I love this, and I love this. And there's hundreds and thousands of different lines. There may be 50 lines of cups, Swig, Brewmate, you know, some kind of Stanley style cup that you have to wade through and be like, I like this. But basically,
but that's not a one day trip now.
No. I'm typically in Atlanta anywhere from 6 to 7 days.
Yeah.
I walk in the The kicker in January is I turn around from December 31st and I walk in 2 weeks later and I am designing Christmas 2026, which is we do home decor Christmas, which means we start out with anywhere from 8 to 10 trees in the store with ornaments, ribbon, things like that. Talking about big box stores earlier, we put out our Christmas, full-blown Christmas, Labor Day weekend. So I get about 3 to 4 months that we aren't doing Christmas all year long, either picking it out, receiving it, or selling it. So my market days, I tend to go by myself. If anybody knows me, like, I'm a super, super people person. I love to be around people, but I am an only child, so I am a little bit of a loner too. So,
and here's a question you may not have ever been asked before, and you don't have to say whether you have or haven't been asked this question before, but generally speaking, because we talk about politics now in this country and how it's do tastes of 25-year-old women vary greatly from the taste of a 65-year-old woman nowadays?
Honestly, yes and no. You know, there's just a lot of things. The taste may change. Just say the scent of a candle, the style of a candle, the style of a cup, the style of perfume, lotions, things like that. Pajamas. I'm just kind of thinking of things that are always like the go-to women's gifts. But then there's things that I may feel like I'm buying for a younger generation demographic is the thing that the older lady is going to grab up and be like, I love this. But the thing that I'm shooting towards an older demographic, middle-aged or older, is the thing that the young girls, you know, gravitate to.
So you're really never quite sure.
Would you say that that gap has definitely closed off?
I really, really would.
Over the last few years.
Yes. I have employees from 19 years old to 70 year olds. So some things come in and my younger girls are like, oh my gracious, what did you buy this for? And I'm like, somebody's gonna buy it. And then some things my older ladies look at it and they're like, what were you thinking? And then some things my husband walks in the store and he says, did you buy this straight to put on the sale table? And I'm like, no, but thanks.
All right, same question. Regionally, do women in the, say, the Pacific Northwest generally have the same tastes as people in the Southeast? Now, I, on the surface, as a guy, I would say no. I would say their tastes are greatly different.
Absolutely not. They are greatly different. You are exactly right.
Okay, good.
I have friends in the industry all over the country. I shop with the same people year after year. You know, if I work with somebody at market that's just say a temp that is not from the South, they'll point out things and I'll be like, I don't think so. And I'll be like, and she's like, well, I'm from out West. And I'm like, that ain't gonna work in South Mississippi.
You shop local.
Yes.
Tell us about some of those local brands. I know you mentioned Edaby.
Yes, we sell Edaby pottery, made in Edaby, Mississippi. We sell hanging by a thread, hand towels, all handmade in Hernando, Mississippi. We sell, you know, Volcano Candles, which is a huge candle line, originated in Mississippi outside of Starkville.
Did not know that.
Yes, that was one of our very first Mississippi made lines. All of our door hangers are hand painted locally. We sell Tab Boren pottery at our Accents at Midtown store.
Jewelry.
We sell jewelry. We sell lots and lots of local handmade jewelry. Kitsy jewelry, Kiki and Libby jewelry is local.
Ornaments.
We do have lots of ornaments. We have BB Fulton art and ornaments. I'm trying to think of all the.
And you have door hangers for just about every occasion.
Door hangers, baby local. Door hangers. We personalize those all in store.
So, Laura, how did you know that all these people, how did you make the connections with all these Mississippi artisans or whatever that you, whose work you feature in your store?
Well, years ago, there was a Mississippi wholesale market that started about the same. The very first Mississippi wholesale market was the year that I opened, and it was straight Mississippi made products. You couldn't be a vendor there unless you made your product in Mississippi. And we started out with a lot of Mississippi made. I mean, at any given time we were selling upwards of 30 to 40 Mississippi made product lines, food lines, picture frames, things like that. a lot of the pottery and things that we still sell now, we've sold since the beginning and been with these people as long as they've been open. But of course, you know, businesses come and businesses go. And so some of those relationships, they've gone on to do different things and we've gone on to do different things. But I also, social media is a big, big push. I follow all kinds of local artisans from all different different things that they make, and I reach out and I say, hey, I love your product, can I sell it? And we've been a guinea pig for a lot of small businesses as wholesalers, because a lot of, you know, small artisans, they don't wholesale. They're like, I just, you know, sell it on Etsy or I sell it on social media, but I'd love to you know, sell in your store. But that also brings me to another thing, you talking about local vendors and stuff. I partner with lots and lots of local, especially Hattiesburg people. We do lots of pop-up shops. Even if we don't sell wholesale their product or sell their product in the store, we do bring in young artists, people from all over the area. December 6th, we're having a huge something that's new for us. We really don't have a name for it yet. It's kind of a we're calling it just kind of like a sidewalk marketplace. We've got 8 local vendors, artists, bakers, floral design, charcuterie, people that cook, things like that. It just so happened that most of the people that we wanted to have locally for pop-ups said, I can do December 6th. And I was like, we can't fit this many people in our store, so we are going to put you on the sidewalk. And they're like, absolutely, I would love to be there. I can spread out. We've got a local little artist, Bear Miller, who author. He wrote a book. We've got jewelry, Amanda Habib jewelry there, art by Emma Hodges, lots of things that we do all throughout the holiday season.
But love the fact that they're all Mississippi folks.
Yes, and that they're all entrepreneurs. That's the main thing. Most all of them are women. Entrepreneurs that said, you know, I have a God-given talent and I want to share it with the world. And that's absolutely where my heart is and my passion for what I do. So that's why I'm like, hey, y'all come. I feel like we have a big enough reach in the local area that I can be like, hey, somebody's going to buy at least one thing. Put your trust in me. Come to our store. If nobody else comes to see you, I'm going to buy something. But we haven't been skunked yet on anybody that we've had in the store. Everybody has, I feel like their business has thrived and they've done well with coming to see us and being a pop-up.
So really quick, Black Friday.
Yes. 9 to 5, 50% off.
50% off, even Christmas.
Christmas, 25% off store-wide.
Saturday.
Small business Saturday. Both locations will be open, 25% off the entire
store. And starting 4 o'clock Saturday.
4 o'clock online. Cyber sale, 25% off as well.
And is the main store a girl? Is
that Main's all? Girl. She is a girl, too. She is beautiful, too.
Laura Patterson, Accent. Stop by and see what all they have to offer.
Yes.
Shop Local Mississippi, shoplocalmississippi.org.
Now back to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back to Shop Local Mississippi. In the first segment, we had Laura Patterson with Accents. And this segment, we have a very special lady, Miss Ann McCullen. She runs Edward Street Services in Hattiesburg. And Edward Street does an array of things. And welcome to the show. We want to hear all about what's going on during the holidays at Edward Street. I know you mentioned last week y'all had your big Thanksgiving meal, and you pretty much welcomed anybody that wanted to come in and enjoy fellowship and a good Thanksgiving meal.
Well, that meal was at Christian Services, the one we were talking about,
okay.
And we love them. We work with them a lot.
Okay.
So at Edward Street, in the past few weeks, it's been super busy for us. We're a food pantry, and we see normally about 2,000 households coming in every month. So that's like 6,000 individuals who are eating food from our food pantry. And the government shutdown that thankfully is over really affected us in a big way. We were seeing furloughed government employees as well as folks whose SNAP benefits were on pause, and so they were needing some extra help, and we are still seeing some of those folks. So our numbers definitely have spiked higher than the 2,000 households for the month of November. We expect that to carry on into December, but the community has been just incredible, donating food, doing food drives. We've had a lot of big, the city did a food drive for us with Make a Difference Day. The 177th Armored Brigade at Camp Shelby hooked up with us for a Ruck March food drive. And so the community has responded in a huge way, and we're just thankful at how great the Pine Belt area is.
A lot of the schools also did drives, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, several schools, businesses, different organizations around town. So it has really had a great impact. And that food goes directly out the door to the folks who need it.
And Ann, you were talking about Christian Services. That's another outreach group. I know Robert St. John's group,
Extra Table. Yes, right. They are fabulous. They have, just this month, they have given us some whole chickens that went out the door same day, and some sweet potatoes. So
wonderful.
It really, the great thing about the Pine Belt area, Hattiesburg really is a hub city, but the nonprofits are so great to work together. We're a United Way agency. There are so many different groups that walk beside us and with so many others in town. And I just always say I can't imagine being part of a nonprofit any place other than Hattiesburg. This area is fabulous to take care of folks.
And how do you get this network of other organizations that you talked about? We mentioned your Christian Services, Extra Table, among others. How is that relationship initially set up?
Well, it's really the thing that's so good about our nonprofit community, we're all pretty committed to not duplicating resources. So if somebody else, for example, Christian Services, they do hot meals, hot lunches, and we do the canned food. So we all kind of do our own thing and are committed to doing it with excellence, and we work with our other partners around the area and say, hey, that's not something we do, but let me connect you with this agency, this program. So it can be everybody from, like, we work in different aspects with the DeBard School and the Children's Center at USM, the domestic abuse family shelters, Mississippi United to End Homelessness. There's just so many good groups out there. But there is a Pine Belt nonprofit network that meets monthly, and individuals associated with the different nonprofits attend those meetings, share ideas, share our needs. And there are several other groups that get together, and we really do try to walk beside each other to make our whole community stronger.
Now, Ann McCullen, you talked about the food pantry, but I know Edward Street also has a thrift store, right?
That's on. We do. We have a thrift store, and then we also have Hattiesburg's only free health clinic for adults from Forest and Lamar County who don't have health insurance. So we have doctors and nurses, lab technicians, physical therapists, everybody comes in, volunteers their time to take care of folks who otherwise would just, their only option would be to go to an emergency room and have a bill that they might not be able to pay.
Well, you talked about the government shutdown. If they don't get their act together, you might be real busy at that free clinic.
Oh, my goodness. We are very thankful for this shutdown lifting for reasons like that. Yeah, we will take all the help we can get.
And all of that is housed right there on Edward Street?
The food pantry and the medical clinic are both at 1919 Edward Street.
Okay.
And our thrift store is over on Lincoln Road. And it's a great way if people, not everybody can make a financial donation just based on their season in life, but they want to support the work that's done here. So those are the folks who are so great to donate their children's outgrown clothing or some furniture that they don't need anymore, their old pots and pans, and the proceeds from that store are used to buy medicine and food and the things that happen over on Edward Street. It's also a ministry in and of itself. We hire a lot of folks out of different recovery programs and work programs. So we're actually a work site for individuals who have to work or be in a job training program to receive those SNAP benefits or food stamps. If someone is an able-bodied adult without dependents, they can't receive food stamps if they're not working or in a training program. So if they're not quite ready for the workforce, they can do their hours over at our thrift store, and their pay is that they get their food stamps. And when they do a good job, we hire them. So it's a win-win all the way around. And that's what we try to do, is just get people to a better place, give them the skills that they need, and help them make good choices so that they can take better care of themselves and their families.
That was my next question. Take us through the vetting process as as a United Way agency. Aren't there some parameters that Edward Street has to meet in order to continue to be a United Way agency?
Yes. Well, every year you're reevaluated through a committee that ask a whole lot of questions. They look at all of our financial statements, and we're thankful for that. We want to be held accountable. And then we're also a member of the Mississippi Food Network. They have a lot of requirements. Like, they even want to see our pest control reports to make sure that the food pantry is pest-free. You know, they want to look at our temperature logs of our walk-in refrigerator. But on our end, for people entering our program, it really varies by area. So for those who are coming to the food pantry, we're looking at their county of residence and their monthly household income and how many people live in that household. At the health clinic, we are looking to see, are you in fact uninsured, and what are your resources? Because there's a fabulous sliding scale clinic in our area, mm-hmm. Southeast Mississippi Rural Health Initiative.
Which most people know as
CIMRI.
CIMRI, right.
Mm-hmm. CIMRI, yes, and they are fabulous. And if you can afford to go to CIMRI, we're going to give you a catalog of all of their services and help you get that first appointment down there. So we're really a clinic of last resort. We are there for folks who truly, like, many of them are employed. There's an acronym that's come out in the last few years called ALICE, Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So this would be someone who has seasonal work. They work part-time. An easy example to understand is someone maybe who cleans hotel rooms. And if there are no ball tournaments in town, no big events going on, and half of that hotel is empty this week, they're not going to pay that person to come in and change the sheets on a bed that no one slept in.
Right.
You know, and so that person is not going to get a paycheck because they were told not to come to work.
And we're heading into the holiday season, too, where a lot of seasonal, you know, some stores will add additional workers. Summertime, there's more workers working part-time, landscaping, those sorts
right.
of things.
Exactly. And then there are some places that just close for a couple of weeks during December, you know.
Right.
So if someone is in a part-time job, they are not offered any benefits through their work, and all of a sudden their hours are cut back, they can't pay their bills. And so a lot of the people that we see at our free clinic are employed. They're just not employed in a job that provides health insurance. And they cannot afford even the marketplace insurance, as reasonable as it can be. There's just not enough money in the pot that they're bringing to the table. But we look at your actual bills. You know, if you have good income and maybe you're not spending it wisely, then you're not going to qualify for us. So we look at a lot of things, but there are individuals who come to our clinic, and when they're part of our clinic, and this is adults in Forest and Lamar County who qualify, they get all sorts of services. They can see the doctor, have lab work, prescription medication, physical therapy. We can do referrals for free dental cleanings and x-rays, as well as free tooth extractions. So there is a lot of great stuff happening at Edward Street, you know, at the food pantry and at the health clinic, and then also over at the thrift store.
Now, Ann, can I get the Ozempic shots?
Not through us, Kelly. I'm so sorry.
No. So sorry. I saw those little wheels turning.
We can get you some insulin for diabetes and things like that.
Yeah, the important stuff. Yeah.
You have spiraled so many ideas and given out so much useful information to our listeners today. I've just learned so much about Edward Street that I did not know. If someone, while we're on the medical clinic conversation, if someone is between finishing school and going to work, you know, full time, that land that job that they want, there's intern hours that have to be had. Would you provide those intern hours to someone that's just finished school or about to finish school in the medical clinic, in the medical field?
Yeah, so we do have a lot of students who come in and do observation with us. They aren't going to be doing hands-on things, obviously, because they're not in school yet. But they can reach out to us at, the website is fellowshipclinic.org, and they can reach out through the contact us and let us know when they're available and that kind of thing. I will say we get a lot of requests because students need hours.
I would say
dental,
so.
You know, trying to apply for dental school, physical therapy school, med school, all of that. So we work them in as best we can, but we all, you know, they also need to be aware that the majority of those students are all home for Christmas break and hoping to get the same hours. And we have reduced hours then because our volunteers are also off enjoying Christmas.
We will continue our discussion with Ann McCollum from Edward Street when Shop Local Mississippi continues after these commercial messages.
This is Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Continuing our discussion with Ann McCollum from the Edward Street Fellowship Center. And one of the things that I always sell about the state of Mississippi and about the Hattiesburg area in particular is all the data every year suggests that the state of Mississippi's per capita income is in the bottom five. But percentage of income given to charity is always in the top five. What do you make of that?
It is amazing to really have a front row seat here at Edward Street to see the generosity of our community. And what strikes me is the number of people that you might think aren't able to give. We have people who at one time received food from our food pantry, who make it a point to give us money every month. Or they walk in and say, I always said if I could ever give back to this place, I would. And they're handing us some crumpled dollar bills. But Mississippi is very, very generous, is great to take care of its own. And, like, we're always super committed at Edward Street that we're never going to cry wolf. We're not going to say, hey, we really have this big need if we don't, because we see how quickly the community responds. And that's what we've seen over the past month, 6 weeks, when it was announced that the SNAP benefits were going to be paused. We didn't even put anything on social media. We were bombarded. We could not answer all the phone calls that were coming in and the request. How can I help? What foods do you need the most? Do you need volunteers? It was truly overwhelming in all the best ways. And so I think part of it is because we are considered an impoverished state, we know people who need help. It's our family members. It's our neighbors. It may be us in any given season. But
We want to make a difference.
We do what we do because these are our neighbors. These are our friends. It's not just some removed problem over there.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of it faith, too. Percentage-wise, a lot of people in Mississippi tend to be Christians and go to church, and that's, of course, you know, serve. You're here to serve, but not necessarily to be served. And I think that probably fits in the Edward Street business mission somewhere, their mission statement.
Yeah, our mission statement is that Edward Street exists to shine the light of God's love. So you led into that beautifully, Kelly. That's exactly why we're here. And that looks like a lot of different things. Through our food pantry, if someone qualifies for the pantry, they also qualify for the diaper bank, the feminine hygiene product bank, the pet food bank. You know, so we see other needs that are out there, and it's like, how can we meet you today? And again, we try to do things that aren't offered at other places in town. If somebody else is doing it, we're going to direct you to them.
And my last question, then I've got to tend to some other things. So it's good to talk to you, Ann. But Angel Tree, I know Salvation Army does Angel Tree. With Christmas coming up, do you guys have any particular programs specifically designed for children of all ages in that regard?
We do not. We direct people to... there's the Toys for Tots with Osceola McCarty Youth Development, Angel Tree at Salvation Army. There's a prison fellowship, Angel Tree, and we want people to support that. People are so great to walk in and bring us food, that, you know, canned goods and things for the food pantry, and we just concentrate. Our need is consistent year-round. So we are serving those 2,000 households, 6,000 individuals, just as quickly in June as we are in December. So our need is truly year-round.
And that says so much about our local community and state that Edward Street is always fully stocked on pretty much all things. That just speaks volumes of our community. Are there any things that are needed at this time, the month of December?
Yes. This is a time of year when we do see people that we haven't seen the rest of the year because they are trying to take care of Christmas gifts for their families and their children are home from school. We had a list on our website of our most needed food items, but the things that would be great benefit to us would be canned vegetables, peanut butter, canned meats, canned fruit, canned soup, boxes of not-so-sugary cereal. Any of those would be a huge blessing to us now, or if they want to do it in January or February. But yes, those are all needs. Also, we have some new things. We have folks assembling these little 5-can chili kits, birthday cake kits, because everybody needs to know that they matter to God and to us. So if they want to get in touch with us, we'd love for their group or their family to make some of those little chili kits and birthday cake kits just to spread a whole lot of love and joy.
So there's a checklist on your website for things that are needed right now, and I would assume that you can check that list every month to see what the different needs are. And the weather's cooler now. Does that bring out, you know, folks that need jackets? They need things for warm weather. I notice when I'm driving along in town, you see more people on foot when it's cold outside, and I figure that's because they're cold and they're, you know, they can't stay where they normally stay because it's cooler weather outside.
Yeah. Yes.
So this summer, I'm going to send my kids to Edward Street. I'm going to call you
Thank
and I'm going
you.
To say, what can my kids come do this summer?
Hey, send them in the month of June. We need blueberry pickers every day. We have blueberry bushes. All the food goes out through the pantry. Send your kids, and we will have them picking blueberries.
That's right. Well, I know that y'all came and picked up at my house. Really nice furniture 2 weeks ago. You're coming back next week. And they take any and all things at Edward Street. Call them. Make an appointment. They'll come get whatever you've got. And they can always use your donations, monetary, and definitely your prayers. Thank you so much, Ann, for being on the show today. And as we wrap up, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a blessed holiday season from our Super Talk and Shop Local Mississippi family to yours.